question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us through the break. It's nice to have you tuned in to the program with Mary and me today. Before we talk how travelers can pack for a purpose in our personal connection segment today, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by Cunard Cruise Line.
When you travel aboard Cunard, you'll experience a wonderful mix of discovery, relaxation, and sophistication at sea or on land. Enjoy luxury accommodations, grand feasts, and elegant dining rooms. Indulge in literary pursuits, theatrical productions, music, relaxing pools, a lively casino, and an array of experiences on the many ship decks.
From their famous vessels of the past to today's modern Queen Mary II, Queen Victoria, and Queen Elizabeth, Cunard guests travel in unparalleled style. And travel aboard a Cunard cruise is an opportunity to write your own ocean adventure encompassed in legendary luxury. For itineraries and destinations, go to Cunard.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Rebecca Rothney is the founder of Pack for a Purpose, an organization dedicated to providing needed educational materials and simple medical supplies to children around the world via travelers. They're an all-volunteer nonprofit entity based in Raleigh, North Carolina, who work with over 440 accommodations and tour companies, supporting hundreds of community projects in over 60 countries worldwide. We invited Rebecca to join us today for our latest Personal Connections segment to share more about her vision and mission for travelers who may want to help pack for a purpose.
Welcome to the show, Rebecca. It's nice to connect with you today.
Oh, delighted to be here with you.
Before we get into what Pack for a Purpose is all about and how travelers in our audience can get involved, why don't you start with the need you identified and how you discovered it on a trip to Africa?
Well, very quickly, we had an opportunity to go visit a school, we were told, by this wonderful company, Wilderness Safaris. As a teacher here in North Carolina many years ago, I had to kind of beg for supplies here. We had a huge amount of excess luggage flying over the ocean we couldn't use once we landed on the continent. It was 22 pounds per person, and I don't like waste. So I asked the safari company if they could possibly let me know what the school needed, and then I would bring those items. Told all my friends to give up one Starbucks coffee. Gave them a needs list, which was provided by Wilderness. We took the supplies. Wilderness flew the supplies for us from South Africa to Botswana that time, went to the school, and that's how it all got started.
Wow. Rebecca, okay, so now let's dig into what Pack for a Purpose does, and why don't you share with us what's involved and how people listening, if they're interested around the country, can get involved.
Well, what we love to say, it's a small space, little bit of effort, and a big impact. When you go to our website, you will find over 60 different countries across the globe, and in each country, we have a list of accommodations and tour companies that support community projects, a very wide range of community projects. When you click on that particular accommodation or tour company you might be using, you will see the projects they support in a needs list, which they send us and update whenever it's necessary. Then what we recommend you might wish to do is choose anything from that list and pack it in your luggage. When you arrive at your destination, you take it out, put it in the front desk, in quotes, because it could be in a safari tent, and then they will deliver those supplies for you. So you
okay.
kind of know you brought the perfect hostess gift, just like everybody's mother taught them, right?
Right.
You go to someone's house for dinner, you
yeah.
go for a weekend, you take a gift, even if they're richer than you,
right.
because it's about being gracious. It's
right.
about thanking somebody for their hospitality and expressing gratitude. So we think if you pack for a purpose, you'll make your mom happy.
I love it. So just this past week, I met a woman, ironically, who sponsored teenage girls in Uganda about 2 years ago. And she explained to me that, you know, people need to know this. It's very difficult. You can't just ship items to developing countries like toothbrushes and toiletries because often they're seized and they're stolen. So you're really taking care of a need and mitigating all of that. And I'd love to know for travelers, if they elect to do this, you just mentioned that they bring it to their destination. Who do you have on the ground? And is this is a 100% volunteer organization?
Oh, yes. Well, obviously, the participants on the ground are businesses. They're accommodations
right.
or tour companies
mm-hmm.
from, you know, the Fairmont Mayacoba in Mexico to Jolly Boy Backpackers in Zambia. So there's a whole wide range.
You have a real cross-section,
yeah.
right.
Very much so. And they're already doing these community projects.
Mm-hmm.
Logistics are tricky. Y'all know that. It's a
yeah.
travel show. Logistics can be really frustrating. So one of the goals I had was to eliminate that frustration. If you're staying this accommodation, you're using this tour company, all you have to do is go here, and they take care of everything for you.
Really,
but
easy.
I have to be honest,
yeah.
We've had so many travelers go the extra mile / kilo,
mm-hmm.
and actually, even when they weren't staying in an accommodation or tour company, choose to take the supplies and drop them off there.
Wow.
It's very gracious, and they will always be accepted. You're never going to hear, well, you're not a guest here. We don't want those supplies.
Right.
They will still be full of gratitude. But I think logistics are difficult, so that was one of the goals. You drop them off, they're expected. In other words, they know who Pack for Purpose travelers are,
sure.
and they're committed to taking those supplies right to the project that you have chosen to take them for.
You know, I'm sure you've heard from many travelers who have spoken about their experience doing this. And I'd like to know, do you have a personal story that stands out the most that you can share with us today?
That is, like, so unfair.
I'm sorry.
That is like saying, which of your 500 children do you love the most?
Well, there has to be one that really just, when you sit, when you're alone or you're in the car at night, you're thinking, but it just really makes you so proud of what you've created.
There are many stories. I'll try and tell you one. But when you go to our website, there's a whole section called Stories, and it's from travelers and from communities. So the travelers themselves send in their stories, and sometimes they write a blog, and also the communities to let you know what this impact is. There was one story which was quite touching. A family won a trip to Costa Rica, and they went there, and the woman happened to work, the mother worked for a company that made shoes. So the owner of the company gave her a bunch of shoes to take, and they went to Costa Rica. They were able to go to the school, and we can't always promise you that. I have no idea if a school is open or welcoming visitors on a certain day. We just promise the supplies right. will go to the school. But
right.
they were able to visit, and they shared things about America. And at the end of the class, the teacher told them there was one child who was absent that day because he didn't have a pair of shoes to come to school.
Mm.
But because of the shoes that they brought, he would be able to come to school for the rest of the year.
Well, so, okay.
I'm trying not to choke up.
That is emotional.
Life-changing for these kids.
And I'm sure that the little boy actually, either he was embarrassed or whatever, maybe it was difficult to walk, whatever it was going to be,
right,
but those shoes
terrain.
For him made an impact, yeah. and who knows, he may become the next leader of the country.
Well, I always believe that. We never know. What we do know is every time we're gracious, every time we share gratitude with the universe, good things are bound to happen. And that's what I think is so easy about Pack for Purpose. We have a key message, I guess you would call it. But I truly believe that when you pack for a purpose, the trip you take goes farther than the miles you travel. And you can even pack for a purpose in the United States, because once again, it doesn't have to do with poverty or charity. It's about gratitude and graciousness and knowing that the hostess gift you bring is actually meaningful to that community. And in the instance of all these projects, they are for people who could desperately need your assistance or help, or sometimes animals. We have anti-poaching projects and SPCAs around the world. So
where right now would you say, where's the greatest need that you see where Pack for a Purpose and our audience can make the greatest impact if they were going somewhere?
Propensity for asking these types of questions.
Well, we do host a national travel show. I'm sorry.
Well, obviously, the Caribbean, many parts of the Caribbean were just devastated by hurricanes.
Okay, so the Caribbean.
Absolutely devastated. It is opening up again. Places are coming back to life again. So those are places that you could travel and make a huge impact.
See, Rebecca, that wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
I just asked a question. You gave a good answer. I like that.
Places that need things.
Right. Yeah.
So listen, I want to give this number out because I think the listeners need to hear this. And please correct me if this is wrong. I'm sure it's growing every day. But this is an astounding number of supplies. I saw something in the realm of over 222,000 pounds of supplies have been delivered in need to various countries around the world since 2010. Is that about right?
That is absolutely correct.
Achievement.
It's a little bit more because what we do is all our participants have to reply back to us three times a year with the weight of the supplies they receive, which promotes transparency. It's been amazing. Some people choose, because they're able to take four or five suitcases of supply. But one tube of antibiotic cream will prevent 30 children from getting an infection.
Well,
that weighs less than 4 ounces.
Yeah.
Well, and
so
as you're saying,
very doable.
You're just asking people to take a small space
really
in their
doable.
Luggage
yeah.
to carry it over, and then obviously they will be met by somebody or they'll take it somewhere that's associated with your organization, and they'll have true impact. So, Rebecca, I have to tell you, it was very nice to meet you today via the phone. We really appreciate you joining us for our personal connection segment. Great job on what you've created, sincerely. And hopefully now many of our listeners out there, and note to all the listeners, please do so. Hopefully they'll be helping you soon.
Thank you so much. We hope they will, too.
All right. Well, appreciate that. And, folks, you can connect with Rebecca and her team. The website's very easy. It's just packforapurpose.org, packforapurpose.org. Rebecca, have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca. Take care.
All right. I've enjoyed her a lot.
Yeah, a lot of fun and terrific organization, really.
What they're doing
very
is terrific.
Doable.
Packforapurpose.org. A reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break for a few commercial messages from our sponsors, but we hope you'll stay right where you are as your RM World Travel Express is coming right back.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.